Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Rochelle, who's kind of, unfortunately, in the middle of a family feud where she and a younger sister. Had the two of you gotten along okay before the discussion of minimum wage?
Off and on. It just depends. She has gotten mad at me in the past and not spoken to me for a while, and I would approach her and say, hey, what's going on? Let's talk, blah, blah, blah. And it would always come back to where it was something I did, something I said. Even when my kids were born, she didn't acknowledge them or ask about them for 4 months. Before I said anything to her, and she went screaming into the bathroom saying how mean I am to her, and I was like in disbelief that she didn't say, hey, how are your kids? How are the babies? How are you? You know, for 4 months, and she would talk to me on the phone. And then, you know, it's a long pattern of where I think she's just mean to me, and I would let it slide for the sake of the family. And this last conversation about the minimum wage, I did say a few things, which I don't think were horrible, but I did call her out on some stuff. And then the next thing I know, 2 years later, I have two sisters that won't speak to me and four nieces and nephews. So I don't know if I want to move forward with my two sisters, because in my opinion, if they can dispose of me that easily, there really isn't a relationship there.
Well, I wouldn't do that. I mean, because as I said, your family's really good at grudge. So, I mean, this isn't something that you want to outgrudge them on. Look, I mean, you could certainly sort of walk away from brothers and sisters. It's different than walking away from parents, and it's not the world's easiest or most.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done, is not trying to reach
and
out
to them. So, and there's no particular value in it. I mean, it's not like you're going to get, there's going to be some huge benefit to you from doing this. It just may sort of lessen some of the day-to-day aggravation, but it's not going to offset the loneliness or the sense of alienation or the sense of being an outsider. So, I mean, there are things that we do that are really hard to do that are important. And our character building. This isn't one of them. So that there's no benefit to you, or there's no huge benefit. There may be a mild kind of lack of abrasion, but it's a very costly thing to do. So, I mean, let's look at the alternative, which is to kind of launch a long-term campaign of stupid and cheerful, of just... And if one sister comes into town over the holidays, what I would probably do is be preemptive about it, and I would send an invitation to baby sister that says, hey, listen, I thought we'd make the family recipe for lasagna and would love to see, you know, have you and your kids, and you know, I'm going to invite everybody else. And so she'll come or not come, and that's what I'm saying. I think it's really important to sort of start a campaign, but not invest a huge amount of ego in it, because if she says no, and it may take a while. I have a friend, I guess it's a friend, it was actually a business acquaintance, who did something I felt completely outrageous, completely unprincipled and unfair. And he just kind of mounted a campaign over the years. And I think he knew that he'd done it. I mean, I was not very subtle about it. I said, look, I trusted you to do this. This is what you did. And I just, you know, I don't want to be mad. I just don't want to play anymore. And he mounted this campaign for, and it took a couple of years of just basically sending emails and saying, you know, thinking of you, how are you doing, or whatever. And he just kind of wore me down. And it's not that that the original insult was completely, you know, non-existent. It's just, you know, you think, geez Louise, life is short, and just sort of succumbed. Now, to be quite honest, it's still a little, it's certainly not the relationship it once was, because, you know, it's hard to recover from that. It's hard to trust him again. But it's certainly better than neutral. It's positive. It's not as warm and wonderful, but it's positive. And so I'm, you know, look, if it'll work on me, it'll work on anybody. But you just wear people down with being stupid and cheerful of sort of getting in touch and you know, I was just thinking about you, or if your sister is close enough to, I'm a great believer, as you know, in daffodils of, you know, happy spring, and don't bring up the past, because bringing up the past means somebody's got to admit that they were horse's patootie, and that's a very difficult thing for most people to do. So just let it go. But just decide that I may not have the relationship I want to have exactly with either of them, but I can have a better relationship than I have now. And I don't have to let them be in charge of the relationship. It's something we can negotiate. But it does require some effort on your part, and it does require a willingness to commit to the long term that it may take. It may not happen instantly. So just leave yourself a little note that says, once a month I'm going to send an email that just, or a postcard, or, you know, something that says, hi, thinking of you, look forward to seeing you when you get a moment, or something. I mean, so you don't put your heart on your sleeve at that moment, because it's a good way to get your heart bruised.
In all fairness, I have done that.
Well, but you keep doing it, and you just keep doing it. I mean, because there's no downside to doing it.
Oh, except my pride.
Well, so what? So your pride and $5 will buy a cheap cup of coffee at Starbucks, so who cares? I mean, you know, that. You have to decide what your pride's worth to you. And the point is that, you know, what's the big deal here? I mean, you know, so you're, I mean, I don't know how to respond to that. That's what I'm saying. Don't invest heavily in it, but do it. What do you have to lose?
So if I want a relationship with them, I need to make that decision. And if I decide that I do, then I have to make the steps.
Exactly.
I have to take the steps to get it.
Yep.
And okay. I'm not ready right now, but I will definitely start with the nieces and nephews on that.
Well, but that's not going to work. It won't work. I guarantee you that won't work. Cuz they're going to go, you know, unless they're in the midst of adolescent rebellion, why would they deal with somebody that their parents aren't dealing with that moment? Not to mention, it also questions your motives of, you know, you don't really care about us. You just want the nieces and nephews on your side.
I don't want them on my side. I just want, when my niece gets married, to be invited to her wedding.
Well, then you damn well better deal with her mother. You damn well better deal with her mother, because she's not going to invite you if her mother says no. I mean, let's be realistic about it. She's not.
She won't invite her dad or her grandparents either, because her mother...
Well, again, you know, the family is good at grudge, but that doesn't mean that you have to get a PhD in grudge.
Right. I just don't like being treated so badly.
All right, no, look, you got to stop doing that. That's just self-serving, you know, I'm having a pity party, and it's just not going to get you any place. It's just not. I mean, you either decide that you're not doing it for them, you're doing it for you, that this is something that's making you unhappy and uncomfortable, and therefore you want to do something about it. And you don't need to get into, well, you know, they don't treat me with enough respect. I mean, just let all of that go, because it's not going to get you any place.
All right. I know you're right, and I'm gonna think about everything you said, and I'm going to play it over in my head until I can...
Well, look, you don't even have to play it over in your head. You can download the podcast. So, you know, I'll play it over in your head.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Joy.
The point
really
is that you're just doing it because it makes some sense to you. It doesn't have to make sense to another soul. You don't have to. We don't have to decide who's right and wrong. Just decide. Look, and do it out of. It's kind of like, I'll just share my little perverse sense of the world with you. If I get into a cab with a really cranky person, I make it, it's not probably the most, it's not the thing I'm most proud of about my personality, but I'm determined by the end of that ride that this guy's going to think I'm adorable. And I tend not to do it unless he's really cranky. I mean, sometimes I do it. Sometimes I'm in a just, you know, I'm just friendly to people who basically are treated as dismissible people. But, the point is just make it a fun kind of goal that, you know, I'm going to make them like me, and I'm going to do what it takes, and it may take a couple of years, but this is my goal, because it'll make me happy to do it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi. Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true. 855-99-375-69. This day in 1929, the first telephone was installed in the White House. So there you go. So that was, remember the, what's it called, the football, where they carry the codes around for nuclear... for nuclear activation. There we go. That's what I was hoping for, exactly. All right, so we're talking about neighbors and irritating neighbors or neighbor stories. I'm trying to think. My, you know, as I said, my irritating neighbor story is really, I mentioned before, he was really a very thoughtful neighbor and basically called me up before I moved in and said, you know, we share, we have a bedroom wall in common, so why don't we go halfsies on soundproofing, which I thought was great. It wasn't that he wasn't a good neighbor, his dog was not. His dog liked coming into my apartment and tinkling on my rug, so what can I tell you? But we figured that out, so. And you know, it's hard to hold your neighbor responsible for your dog's behavior, but I suppose, what can I do? Alrighty, so let's hear what people on the internet said.
We'll start with Belinda. Belinda says, the morning after the neighbors moved in, there was a wad of foil in our pool. Could have been birds, so I let it go. Then over time, there was the rotten crab apples thrown at our garage.
Wow.
The profanity painted on the back of our shed, the paintballs shot onto my car, the shoes and golf clubs thrown onto the roof of our house, the 3 a.m. basketball games in their driveway, and the dog crap in our yard. And the kids were left on their own during the day while their third shift mom slept. We finally got a 6-foot privacy fence, only because the city wouldn't allow 10 feet. and eventually the kids did grow up and move out, but they still have the dog.
Well, those really do sound like a fairly terrible neighbor, but basically that's the first rule of neighborhoods, is that high fences make good neighbors. You had never heard that before, huh?
I've never heard that before,
yeah.
But it makes a lot
yeah.
of sense.
Yeah, yeah, truly.
Terry says, we live in the country. Our neighbors collected a lot of animals like goats, chickens, and sheep. They love to come to our property and poop, even on our porch. I would say something.
High fences make good neighbors. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Terry goes on to say, I would say something, and I would be the bad person. One by one, the animals would disappear, we think due to hawks, but nonetheless, they were fine.
Well, I don't know. A hawk picking up a goat, a little unlikely. I don't know. That would have to be a very small goat and a very big hawk, you know, or a coven of hawks. I don't even know what a group of hawks is called. I think unlikely, but keep going.
Laura says, I have a neighbor that gets...
I mean, I'm not exactly this biology major or zoology major, but I don't think that's workable, folks. Maybe a little goat stew or something, but I don't think the hawks. What can I tell you? But you keep trying to tell your neighbors that you know, if they'll be convinced, you know, God bless. What can I tell you? I don't think so.
Laura says, I have a neighbor that gets annoying when he drinks, and he wouldn't leave other people's property until they took a gun out and told him to leave. I don't keep guns at my house, so it was very disconcerting.
About a bow and arrow, maybe, you know. Maybe a hawk. A killer hawk.
Laura says, I don't keep guns at my house, so it was very disconcerting when he walked right into our house when drunk to argue with my husband.
Wow.
My husband had to keep walking him to the door and finally out the door.
Well, it sounds like he's not particularly belligerent or dangerous. He just sounds like he's kind of a pain. Well, you guys have really terrible neighbor stories. It's kind of interesting. All right, keep going.
Erica says, any...
Have you ever heard these neighbor stories before? I haven't heard
nothing
these.
Nothing to this degree, no.
No.
I mean, I've certainly...
All of a sudden, folks, you're really... The person who wears tap shoes and lives above you doesn't sound so bad all of a
yeah,
sudden.
Yeah,
huh?
Here I am. I'm talking about, you know...
Kids playing,
and
yeah.
4 and 5 year old kids running across, you know, the room, but
yeah, and boy. But no hawks coming and picking those kids up and eating them for lunch. Jeez.
Erica says, any neighbor that complains, you mind your business and I'll mind mine. Thanks.
Yeah, the problem is we're living awfully close to one another these days, and with I get it, but still.
Jackie says, ours would call the cops on us for lighting fireworks. We were not home at the time, rather in another state. So the cops came back during the week when we were home in order to ask us to stop.
Well, so it wasn't their fireworks, it sounds like. Or was it? Maybe they let the... they did. All right, so read that again, because it's unclear to me whether they actually... they were actually their fireworks or not. Did you...
It sounds like she's saying the neighbors would call the cops. She says, our neighbors would call the cops on us for lighting fireworks.
Okay.
We were not home at the time, rather in another state, so the cops came back during the week when we were home in order to ask us to stop.
Fireworks depend. I mean, fireworks are kind of a gray area, with all due respect, because, first of all, they're dangerous. At one point, I was going out with an eye surgeon, and he was never around on the 4th of July because people are always blowing out their eyeballs, and so that, there's that. They're also noisy. They can scare the daylights out of pets and small children. So, and they're illegal in a lot of states, so... the other thing to do is, if you're going to do something that's either noisy or something, invite the neighbors over, which will make them a lot less angry with you. But fireworks seem to me to fall kind of in a gray area. A gray, noisy area, right along with the hawks. I mean, the image of those, of the hawks saying, hey, Henry, you get his ears, I'll get his tail, and, you know, I don't know what we're going to do about his middle, but, we're going to have goat for dinner tonight. I don't know. I don't think the hawks, but keep going.
Stephanie says, neighbors...
I don't even think buzzards will do that, but keep going.
Stephanie says, neighbors from hell, whatever we would do to our property, they would imitate. They borrowed tools and returned them the next year. The mother would send her kids to my house all the time, and the daughter stole some toys. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, though, because the mother stayed overnight at a good hotel and stole about 10 towels. I was angst when she told me. Then they tried to sell their home for the first time. Things got really ugly, and they called the police on us. They gossiped to all the other neighbors, trying to turn them against us, and that backfired. I could write a book about them. Thankfully, they moved 3 years ago, and we love the new neighbors.
Yeah, this is making everybody appreciate the fact that their neighbors are only noisy as opposed to belligerent or heavily into goat.
I'm not going to do too much complaining about my neighbors anymore.
All of a sudden, see, we've changed your perspective. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
By now, you heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, let's hear more about, I mean, if nothing else, this should make you appreciate your next door neighbors, because all they do is have rusted cars up on blocks and mongrel dogs and chickens, right? So it could be worse. It could be hawks and goats and throwing aluminum balls in your, or aluminum foil balls in your pool. Keep going.
Kathy says, neighbors who allow their dog to bark and bark and bark day and night.
Yeah, that's a common issue, and it's not. There's not a terrifically good solution for it that I know. In terms of the animals in your yards, what you can do is there's a high frequency thing that doesn't cost very much. And the reason I know about it is I actually had it from my next door neighbor's boxer, because he was big, and so even though there was a fence there, he'd come over the fence, and I would keep the doors open, especially in the summer, because it was nice cross ventilation, and he would come in, as I said, and tingle on the rugs, which got very old very quickly. So but you get them, and it's not poisonous. It's just it's high frequency, and it apparently keeps the animals away pretty well. So that's pretty good. All right, so what else we got?
Amber says, creepy neighbor that hides behind his girlfriend's car and watches you at night and shuts the garage lights off to do it, calls the cops on you for nothing.
Well, they have to call him for something. Did you know there was a story about maybe, maybe it was even a month ago, that a year ago, that some guy was standing in his own window naked, and it turned out to be against the law? It would seem to me what you do in your own property, I guess the point being that he was creating a public something or other. Disturbance, yeah. Maybe envy, I don't know. I mean, some of these stories sort of do sort of invite rude comments, I guess. All right, are we finished up with our terrible neighbor stories?
Just a couple more, Annabelle.
Okay, good. See, I think this is really fun, just because, yeah. As I said, if nothing else, it really makes you appreciate that all you have is a run-of-the-mill idiot next door, as opposed to, you know, the guy who stands behind his girlfriend's car and watches you. Pull the shades is I suppose, the short answer to that one. Okay, keep going.
Annabella, she also mentions, she says, terrible dog owners who let their dogs bark and bark and bark and bark and bark and bark. So, you know, I'm actually kind of surprised we didn't get more of those.
Barking dogs,
that seems to be, like you said, that seems to be kind of the common one that people complain about.
Yeah, well, it's noisy, so...
Yep. And then last one here, William just says, thank goodness I love my neighbors. So there you go.
Yeah, good luck. Well, I mean, there's some sort of super awful stories. That was kind of fun. Who knew?
Yeah.
All right, so we've gotten so many questions about it today. Let's see if I can find it again. That I actually found, or actually Manny found the story about, we're talking about happiness, right? And guess what number one is, which is absolutely consistent with today. Do you remember what today is, Manny? You found it.
Today it's National Puppy Day?
Yes, exactly. So the number one is hugging a pet. It turns out that it releases oxytocin, oxytocin in the brain, which is not oxycontin. That's Rush, and that's a whole different issue. The sort of warm, fuzzy hormone. So there you go. You know, I think that it's kind of embarrassing, I guess. See, that's the problem, is I have this impulse, and I start talking about it, and then I think about why I shouldn't talk about it, but it's too late. So, oops, stream of consciousness radio. Okay, so for Christmas this year, I decided, to feed the homeless, so which I've basically done most years, but this was in a different place, and it was kind of a schlep to get to, and my tendency is like to kind of be especially on Christmas that I'll wear my antlers or something, but I was in such a neighborhood where I clearly did not belong that it was a little unclear about how to behave, but I had I worked really hard, did it from and at the end they had part of what they had done was they had a bunch of toys to give out to children who came, and that was really fun, and they were these big, and they had this big wonderful stuffed teddy bear, and at the end of it, and I kept saying, that is the coolest teddy bear ever, and all the children had already gotten all their stuff, and there was stuff left over, and somebody gave me the teddy bear. And do you know what? I mean, I can't really have an animal because I'm never here, and And I'm not sure that I'm a great believer in especially dogs being in apartments. I just don't think there's enough room for them. Plus, they poop and stuff like that. So anyway, but I have this big old teddy bear, and it's one of those lifelike ones that has the stuff on it that feels just like, and I swear to you that it has, when I'm feeling kind of blue or something, I'll just go and I'll hug that teddy bear, and I think it actually works, which is probably not something I should necessarily admit publicly, but I just did. So, and maybe I'll have somebody do some blood work on me at some point to figure out if it's really liberating oxytocin, at which point I'm going to put out a line of Dr. Joy Brown teddy bears. I am. That say, stupid and cheerful. There you go. Expressing gratitude. People have known for a long time that prayer is actually one of those things that can make you happy. And especially if you're not asking for something, if you're just being grateful. So we know that's just kind of a very quick feedback loop. Deciding that even if you're feeling a little fat today, that your hair looks good. In other words, sort of patting yourself on the back. Meditation. We know that meditation actually improves people's sense of well-being. Listening to music. I don't know if you have to pick your music carefully. There's some music that doesn't. But I mean, just I would argue that not only listening to music, but kind of shaking your booty really works very well. We know that that volunteer activity really does work. This is one of my favorite sentences in the entire thing, which it says, joy really is contagious. I don't think they were referring to me necessarily. But the idea being, hang out with happy people. Well, I mean, because we know that the opposite is true, right? That if you hang out with people who are downbeat all the time, that it does sort of rub off on you. Sort of a problem. People say drink a glass of milk unless you're lactose intolerant, but there's tryptophan in milk. So there you go. Planning a vacation. You don't even actually have to take the vacation, just planning it. Working out. We know that endorphins. It turns out spending money on experiences rather than stuff works better. In other words, instead of buying yourself a cup of Starbucks, take yourself to the museum. Oh, I suppose someone could argue that Starbucks is an experience. That would not be me, but smiling, believe it or not. I've told this story. I was at a spa a bunch of years ago, and it was kind of one of those touchy-feely ones as opposed to a workout spa. So you basically were part of it was fasting and wheatgrass and stuff like that. So you really didn't feel like doing the exercise class and stuff because you were going through detox. No, I was not an alcoholic. I just was going through detox. And one of the exercises was everybody lie on the floor, and it was a room there were maybe 30 people, and you put your head on someone else's stomach. So obviously someone had their head on your stomach, and you would fake a laugh, and then you would start laughing, and after a while you weren't faking it anymore, and it's one of those really amazing experiences. I mean, it sounds a little like a hawk taking your goat, but it really does work. And it turns out smiling, even if you're not feeling happy, just the fake smile that never gets to your eyes, it turns out that your body is really cued into the muscles in your face, and so you actually can feel better just by smiling. Right? Going outside. You know, I'm a great believer in just opening a window, but going outside, especially this time of year, because if it's not snowing on you, it just feels so terrific. calling a friend, taking a bath. I think we're all little hydro creatures at all. Warm baths, which I mentioned before. We are creatures from the water. It turns out that taking a nap not only can make you feel happier, but is actually good for your brain. Sort of deciding that getting older is not only okay, but inevitable, as opposed to the alternative, right? Basically, in order for any negative experience, you're supposed to do a 3-to-1 ratio of happy, right? So if you've just stubbed your toe, do 3 things that will work for you, all right? 855-99, Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. Is extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your LegalShield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a LegalShield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. All right, so we're talking about things that you can do to make yourself happy, which is kind of in response to Diana's call, who said, you know, do I deserve to be happy? And I said, well, I don't know that I would talk about deserving or undeserving, because that's sort of feeling like you're having to earn the universe's approval or something, and then the universe will bestow what it decides will make you happy, which is a pretty passive position to be in. So these are talking about ways of really taking happiness into your own hands, whether it's hugging a teddy bear or using an email to send somebody an email saying, you know, you look great or congratulations. That I, as you know, I'm not a great fan of technology per se. It's just a tool. But we get so much negative stuff from the internet, so we can sort of use it to our own devices to be positive to people. All right, Manny, if you had to guess the perfect temperature outside that would make you the happiest, what would you guess?
For me personally?
Well, for you personally, and then what you think across the board, because it's probably not the same temperature that you think it is.
Well, for me personally, if it were 75 and sunny.
See, that's what I would have picked too, which is San Diego, right? 75 degrees and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that happiness is maximized at 57 degrees. So both of us got the right digits, but just in the wrong order.
Just in the wrong order.
57 yeah. degrees apparently is what makes you happiest.
Huh.
No reason given. It just says one study found that happiness is maximized at an approximate 57 degrees Fahrenheit.
And I say 75 for me personally, because that's that temperature where for me it's not too hot
and not too cold.
And
yeah,
it's
no,
not
I agree.
Too cold, and I don't need to put on a jacket. Or
I would have said exactly the same thing. It just turns out not to be accurate according to this, but. Sunshine, as far as I'm concerned. Yesterday went out, and it was actually, I think it was about 40 degrees when I was out.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt so nice. It was still, I mean, 40 degrees is still a little chilly.
Yeah.
But there was not much wind, and it was sunny, and there was no snow. And I thought, spring!
You're always more enthusiastic by a 40-degree day when it's sunny than it is if it's...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even if it's the same temperature.
And the wind.
Yeah.
You know, wind has been the problem this summer. Here's an idea that I hadn't actually thought of. I'm a great fan of journaling. But this one says, keep a journal that's just one sentence. So every time you write it, you only write one sentence. Which is an interesting idea, because people say, well, I don't have time for it or whatever, but one sentence, especially if it's something positive, and then you get to go back and reread it. And I know, as I said, I'm a great fan when I'm trying to figure something out, that I use paper and pencil, and I'll go back over it sometimes. And it's amazing how evocative it is, what you can remember, what you were thinking, what you're feeling at the time. It turns out smelling flowers will make you three times happier than smelling other things that are not flowers, that are still smell good, that are have nothing to do with goats. Sorry. The idea being that you can actually sort of just choose to be happy. And I agree with that. I think, and part of it is just finding things, even minor things, smiling at a kid who's got chocolate all over their face, although at this point chocolate all over their face would just make me jealous. We know that people who have a spiritual undertone tend to be happier. As I said, celebrating minor victories. Don't wait to win the lottery, because you're not going to be nearly as happy if you have to win the lottery to make yourself happy, as opposed to just a warm shower or finding the perfect color lipstick or having someone tell you what a great looking tie. Do men even wear ties anymore? Thinking about past experiences that are positive actually is really very easy and does very well. It turns out having a conversation with somebody that has nothing to do with the weather works very well. There's something called the joyteam.org. We love the name. There's actually a radio station here that has nothing to do with me that has just text joy. And I thought, how about Dr. Joy? But there's a group of people who go around with putting up these positive billboards. This one says, you are worthy of everything, everything. That's pretty cool. And that'll make you smile, don't you think?
Yeah.
Hearing an encouraging word from a stranger. This is the joy team is Michelle McKeag. Billboards. Happiness is contagious. Good for her. Spend money on someone else. You know, I mean, just even buying somebody something at the grocery store of a kid. You have to ask the kid's parent first. You can't actually buy a kid any candy without asking the parent, but that actually works. Listen better as opposed to just waiting to talk. I'm trying to think. This says lower your expectations. I would just say lose your expectations. You know, that expectations say everything about you and nothing about the other person. And it's just a built-in way of being miserable without much effort at all. We know that optimism helps you to live longer. That optimistic people live longer. So I'm trying to think if that, I think we got all those back. So... All right. The one that I thought was probably the most useful, other than hugging a teddy bear, which I don't know if that'll work for anybody but me, is the one sentence journals. I thought that was really a great idea because it doesn't take much time. And unfortunately, the example they use was a chocolate brownie, which I found really irritating. But that's just me, and that's just because we're trying to get we're in the home stretch of Lent, right? And especially, I think I get additional kudos for being in a chocolate store this weekend. And I said, well, but I gave up chocolate for Lent. I can't go in. And they said, well, you can pick out what you'd like when Lent is over.
I have a question for you.
All right.
What is going to be, and maybe this is too early for you even to think about it, what's going to be the first chocolate whatever that you're going to eat once Lent is over?
Well, see, I have this real difficulty because in theory at midnight I can have something chocolate, but if I eat something at midnight, I did this one year, and I'll be awake all night because, first of all, the combination of the caffeine and the sugar will just knock me for a loop. And that's when I once was at the theater with somebody who got M&M peanuts, I think, at the intermission. And I had three, and I was awake until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So I can't do it. I'll have to wait for breakfast. So here's the deal. I've got some chocolate chip cookies in the freezer. I have some dark chocolate chips in the freezer. I have I went to a tasting with a chef who made homemade chocolate cake. I have a slice of that in the freezer. So maybe the chocolate cake. I don't know.
So you've had this stuff in your freezer this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You've been able to open your freezer, look at that stuff, mm-hmm. see it there, and you've been able to... Mm-hmm. Joy, I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you. Well, part of it is, I mean, I moved it to the back of the freezer, but I know it's there. And some of it you can't move all the way back anyway. So.
Good strategy.
Yeah, so no, I've been... And I reached into my pocket yesterday, and I had some chocolate, and I put it back. I didn't need it.
Atta girl.
Thank you. 855, I'm whining. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the
the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.